Blog Talk Radio.
Hottest topics.
Hottest music.
And the hottest ladies. You're listening to the Girlfriend Network,
where women stay connected. With your host, Nick Holmes.
Tahira
and Karishma on the Love Zone USA.
Welcome everyone to the Girlfriend Network. This is your host Tahira Sutton. Thank you guys once again for tuning in to us. I never host this show alone, so I just want to welcome in Karishma Thomas.
Hello. How are you, T?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Good. And Jennifer's here with us too tonight, isn't she?
I believe so. Jennifer, are you there?
Maybe not yet.
Not yet.
Okay,
so definitely
well,
welcome,
joining us.
Yes, we have an exciting show today. Rosalie is going to be in, and she's an artist. She's worked with Snoop Dogg. So I'm really, really excited to talk to her about her upcoming projects and some of her music's really, really good sound that I, you know, when I did listen to a couple songs. But how have you been, Karishma?
I've been good, you know, just on that grind with everything going on, trying to get all those last-minute kind of tasks done to prepare for 2017. I mean, can you believe that the year is going to be over so shortly? I feel like
It flew past us. It flew past us. Guys, if you have any holiday, you know, just things, experiences that you want to share, call in 347-398-5729. Let us know how your holiday was. What about you, Karishma? I know, like, it gets crazy for you as far as dating. And Nick Holmes would also ask you what's going on in the holiday season.
I'm actually, you know how they say that the wintertime and during the holiday time is cuffing season? So I actually consciously uncuffed for this season. I was like, you know what? I want to start. I have a lot of really exciting projects coming up for the new year, and I'm kind of starting the new year with a bang. So I just want to do me kind of towards the end of the year, get everything that I'm working on together, and I've really just been putting the focus on that. So I was like, when 2017 rolls around, maybe then, maybe on New Year's, I'll meet someone, you know, ring in the new year with someone new. Maybe I'll meet that dream man. But right now I am just enjoying my life. And honestly, work has been my boyfriend for the past how many ever months, and it's really been paying off greatly for me. So how about you? Are you excited about the holidays, doing anything special with your boo?
Yeah, so just getting together with, like, my family that I haven't seen. I love the holiday season. It's just so beautiful. Everyone is a little bit more happier during that time. So really good time to see, you know, family and speak with them and just really spend time since we're all, like, so busy in the year. We're all, like, at one point in time, one place at one time. So.
Right, it finally gives you that time to actually catch up with one another and really be like, spend quality time without any distraction.
Yeah, it's really, really good. So I'm just really excited, super. And my I have a new niece, so just spending time with her and getting to know her and things like that.
Oh, congratulations.
Really, super excited.
That's so great.
Yeah. And she's the first niece. We have all boys, so.
Oh, my God. Is it all baby boys? Like, all the younger children are boys?
Boys. She's the only girl. Seven boys.
Wow. Oh, she's going to be getting the special treatment, isn't she?
Yeah, she is spoiled rotten already.
Oh, my God. That is great. I want to say that I'm really excited to have Rosalie on the show tonight. I actually was not kind of introduced to her music before, and I love being introduced to, you know, new artists. And, you know, being exposed to her music, I was listening to her, and I'm like, why have I not heard this before? Like, what have I been missing out on? Because it's really great, and it kind of takes me back a little, and I love that. It's a different vibe. It's kind of, you know, nowadays everything you hear is the same. It's a lot of auto-tune, a lot of the same beats that they're using. Everything just kind of meshes together, and I really like her unique sound. And then obviously, you know, her song with Snoop Dogg, and she's been working with such great talent. Her voice is just so powerful and beautiful.
It is a breath of fresh air. And once, you know, we get her on and speak with her more, it's good to see. And I love hearing new music because it's always that freshness, that newness, like that drive. So I get excited when, you know, I hear new music because it is the freshness that they have, that drive, and they're looking to, you know, they, not that they get older and they lose the drive, it's just a consistent sign.
Exactly, exactly. And I think nowadays, you know, everything is just kind of, a lot of it, we've become kind of stagnant. A lot of the stuff sounds the same. You hear all the beats are really familiar. You know, a lot of times music is just getting sampled from the past, and it's just, you know, nothing new or creative. And this just felt really, you know, wonderful. And like you were saying, it's a breath of fresh air, which we haven't had in a while. And I really liked her voice. It's so powerful. So I'm really excited to have her on and chat with us tonight.
Oh, we're having some technical difficulties. Okay, so I'm back.
Oh,
Jen, are you there? I'm not sure what's happening. Well, I guess she'll come in.
Oh, I thought I heard her. There she is, Jen.
Okay, Jen. I'm trying to introduce you. Okay, you're on. Well, welcome. Thank you for guest hosting with us again, Jennifer. You know, let everybody know how you've been and what's going on in your life, your career, your business.
Oh, I've been great. The holidays have been wonderful. We have our casting call that's coming up in January, so we're getting ready for that with Top Line Divas. We've also been collaborating with Atlantic City Fashion Week, so we'll be doing that as well as a fashion show here in Philly in April next year with the Sisterhood Project. So we have some things lined up, but more than anything, everybody's getting ready for the holiday and, you know, excited for 2016 going out with the thing and 2017 coming in and the things, you know, new things happening. So
okay.
That's what's going on with me.
So we have the address for the casting call?
I don't have it.
Details,
exactly,
no.
Yet.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't
okay.
have the details yet. It will be January 21st here in Philadelphia, so at least they can, you know, people can mark their calendars for the date of January 21st.
Great. And we do have Crystal, a caller online.
Okay.
Hi, Crystal.
Hello. Hi.
Thank you
Hello.
For calling in.
Hey, hi, ladies. Hey, Jen.
Hey.
How are you, Crystal? Thank you for calling into the Girlfriend Network. Do you have a comment
Thank
or something
you.
That you'd like to say?
Well, I just wanted to call in and say hello to my sister, Jennifer Laws. I'm a part of Top Line Divas. I'm a model manager, and I just wanted to call in and listen to the wonderful interview with you beautiful ladies.
Okay. Well, thank you. We appreciate you, Crystal. Okay.
Yes. Thank you so
much for calling in.
I'm glad you called in. Yes.
That's awesome. All right. Take care, Crystal.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. You're welcome. Oh, my goodness. So we're super excited for the holiday season. We're waiting for Rosalie to give us a call so we can start the interview. But, Jen, anything special that's going on or anything different that you're doing this holiday? Because Kirschman and I just talked about, you know, what we're kind of not really the New Year's resolutions, but anything different that you're doing in 2017 that you're currently doing now?
I don't think so. Because, you know, I think that maybe just going into 2017 with more drive for what I do. You know, I'm already very passionate for what I do and very motivated, but, you know, just more of a drive because it's so crazy out here with the things that's going on that, you know, you just have to go for your dreams or for what you believe in. So, you know, that's really about it, just breaking more boundaries and barriers.
Absolutely. And that's what I said. The only thing that I said that I'm going to do a little bit different, and I think I posted about this, I'm just not going to, you know, I'm going to kind of target my support, people that, you know, promote me and support me. It's not being selfish, but you want to give the right people genuine support. So I'm going to stop being so generous and all over the place and really, really target, you know, people that really, you know, help me, and I'm going to help them. So that's what I'm looking forward to do in 2017, because sometimes you feel like, okay, am I supporting the right people?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And it's funny that you said that, because, like I mentioned, with one of the businesses that we're partnering up with, one of the organizations in Philly Project, and what we're doing is building a network, you know, of businesses and organizations that support each other. So, you know, mm-hmm. we'll go to their things and support them, and then they'll come to our things and support us. You know, that way we can all make sure that everybody's achieving their goals that they set out to achieve.
Absolutely, and also that we also support people that support us. Sometimes, like, people are like, oh, you didn't get to my event, and I'm like, I really wanted to go. Mm-hmm. So for me, it's more about organization. Like, just really the people that support me, I want to make sure, you know, you see my face at one of your events because you do support me. So I have to just get better organized with that. But we're going to go into our first song, Needed Me, right here on the Girlfriend Network with Rihanna.
I was good on my own, that's the way it was. That's the way it was. You was good on the low for a faded. On some faded love. What the f you complaining for? Feeling jaded up. Used to trip off that shit I was kicking to you. Had some fun on the run, though I'll give it to you. But baby, don't get it twisted. You was just another on the hit list. Tryna fix any issues with a bad bitch. Didn't they tell you that I was a savage? Get white horse in a carriage that you never could imagine. Never thought you could have it. You need me. Ooh.
Welcome back to the Girlfriend Network. This is your host, Tahira Sutton, and we have Rosalie on the line. So we just want to welcome her. And Rosalie, thank you for calling in to the Girlfriend Network. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. How are you guys? Happy Monday.
I love
Happy Monday. Oh, that is so amazing. So amazing. We love your music. My name is Tahira. Everyone, let's just introduce ourselves. I'm Tahira.
This is Karishma.
Nice to meet you. Nice to meet you. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for being on with us.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
Jennifer, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. This is Jen.
What's up, what's
Listen, up? If I could sing, I would come into every conversation the same way, just singing like, "Hey,
hey." Yeah, that was awesome. Really, really,
thank you.
That was, and it was on cue.
Yes.
So, Rosalie, we're super excited about your music. I love your energy, the new sound that you bring to, you know, the music industry within itself. How did you get to the point where you said, this is me, this is my signature sound?
You know, I spent a lot of time, actually, it's kind of a long, crazy story, but, you know, I didn't have a lot of support growing up in my small town in Utah, where I was born and raised. So, you know, as you can imagine, we didn't even really have soul music, so... What I did was, yeah, I was selling my mom's Tina Turner cassette tapes to, you know, just get a little bit of soul in my life, and that's pretty much how it was formed, you know. But just, you know, I would mimic, you know, just stuff that I would hear on the radio. I'm not formally taught, so you know, I haven't had any like vocal lessons and all that fun stuff. So taught myself, moved to Vegas, and met an incredible producer. His name's Darren Schur. And, you know, ever since then, I mean, I've been working on, you know, projects for him, with other artists in his studio here in Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
And then finally I said, well, hey, it's my turn. Let me do my thing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. That's amazing.
Definitely.
So
Rosalie, go ahead, T.
No, you just took the big step to go to Vegas and said, you know, this is the thing that I'm going to do. Did you ever toy with it and say, well, maybe I'm not really a singer. Maybe this is not the thing for me?
Absolutely. You know, I just because I had that lack of support, you know, my parents especially wanted me to take more of like the conventional route, if
mm-hmm.
you want to call it that. So, you know, funny enough, I got a scholarship for computer technology when I graduated high school. And, I never took advantage of it. I just moved to Vegas. Something was
mm-hmm.
drawing me here. And, you know, it's kind of crazy. I feel like, you know, I took a bit of a hiatus with that dream, and I felt like the dream kind of came back and found me. So it's really interesting how the universe works. But, yeah, I mean, at that point I was just like, okay, well, let's do it. Let's just, you know, I mean, it's presenting itself to me. So, you know, it's here for a reason. Let's go for it.
Definitely. Okay. Rosalie, I've been listening to your tracks, and it's just so unique and very different from kind of the music that we're hearing constantly. And I was telling T this earlier in the show that nowadays a lot of the songs that you hear on the radio, they're just the same, and you can't really tell
yeah.
the difference when one song ends and the next song begins.
Thank you.
So what made you kind of decide to, like, not – you know, because you can still be conventional in the music industry by going, okay, I know that these kind of tracks are going to get me that instant success, or okay, this is what's popular right now, but it's not true to your soul.
Right.
So
right.
How did you decide, like, this is the kind of music that I feel most connected with, this is how I want to perform, and this is what is going to be me, and kind of make sure you're not kind of sucked into that typical, you know, route?
Yeah, you know, that's a great question. And, you know, for me, my journey is just, it's been about, okay, well, who do I want to pay tribute to? You know, I mean, these are the people that paved the way for me, Aretha Franklin and Tina Turner, of course, and, you know, even Stevie Wonder and Sly and the Family Stone. What I wanted to do is just kind of give back to, you know, what they inspired me with. And I honestly, like, I felt like this album, which isn't released yet, just a couple of songs, is more, I don't know if this sounds wrong, but a selfish album. So, you know what, I'm just going to do what
doesn't.
I need to do. Yeah, like, I just want to do what I want to do. I want to, you know, pay tribute to all of the greats that were here that inspired me, you know,
mm-hmm.
before me. And that's where it kind of that's where it was, you know, given its name, what it is.
Oh, wow. So this is Jen. Do you write your own music as well?
I do, you know, but I like to do collaborations, so I prefer to. In fact, I have like a core team. I work with my producer, who's also a songwriter, and then one other writer. His name is Tremaine Glaster. We call him T. So that's kind of like my core unit. And then, you know, every so often I'll venture out and work with, you know, a different writer here and there. But I just think there's something beautiful when, you know, like when you're being creative and sometimes you get like that writer's block. I think
yeah, you get stuck.
Just bounce your ideas. Yeah, you can bounce your ideas off, you know, other people, and you get inspired. Mm-hmm. So I really like working that way.
I love that process.
Oh, like
awesome. When you're sitting, like sometimes I think, and I guess you can empathize with this too, Rosalie. Like you're in the studio, you're trying to, you know, the sound, but you haven't heard it yet. You haven't sung it.
Yeah.
Yet.
Yeah.
So it's like it's there in the room with you, but you're not singing it out yet. So it's good to have creative people that get you.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. Yeah,
that
understand
totally
what you're best at and what, you know, you may need have some opportunities, but like they can write because they get who you are. And so when they do write a song, it's like, that's just for me. I definitely understand that. That's amazing. I love that process, and it's good because some artists they're not open to, you know, the creative team, and they're hard to, and I could see you being like very, oh, yeah, I get it, but this is me. So do you ever have that point where you're like, that's really not me, we haven't nailed it yet?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. There's 100% honesty in the studio, and you know, fortunately enough, the writers that I work with, I mean, they're dear friends of mine, so it's almost like a family, you know, like
that's
like we'll get together and yeah, like we'll just, you know, we'll like hang out and, you know, we'll just jam, and then sometimes, you know, stuff comes out and you know, they get me, you know, personally and the things that I've kind of gone through, especially in the past couple of 5 years. But you know, it's just it's really cool. It's a great you know, it's great synergy.
Excellent. Cool. Like a friend who sings, and I'm a poet because I can't sing, so I talk it out. But I'm writing stuff for her all the time, like, sing this. And she's like, no, that's not how a song goes. You can't write a song like that. I'm like, I wrote it, sing it. It is so funny. I'm like, hey. But I think it's, you know, I just think it's amazing, you know, when you have a gift and a talent that you can share with the world. And, you know, be original. And, you know, because music to me is like, you know, the soundtrack of life.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And, Go ahead. I didn't mean to cut you off.
Oh, no. It's just, you know, whenever you hear a song, you can always pinpoint the exact time in your life that you remember hearing it or what you were going through. So, you know, it's always definitely an emotional connection to songs and singers. I just think it's amazing.
Yeah, it's a universal language for sure.
Oh, absolutely. I'm like, Rosalie, I could definitely identify. I sing, I'm a singer, so I get
hey.
It. I get hey. So I didn't, like, do you ever feel, because I didn't know I could sing opera, so do you ever feel there's, like, genres that you haven't touched within your craft, like within your art? Because until I joined a couple of friends and we're just playing around joking, and you know, I won an award for this opera song about 5 months ago, and I'm like, oh wow, I'm good at that. Do you have, because that's how your gift is, you really don't, I think we box ourselves in sometimes, we're not sure the capacity, how far it can go. Do you ever get there's more or another level or a different step that you haven't touched yet?
Absolutely. And, you know, by the way, congratulations. Opera is very challenging and difficult. And, you know, I definitely foresee that in my future, God willing. You know, like Ms. Jill Scott, you know, she was able to touch on that. You know, I think there's always room for growth. So, you know, the minute that we stop growing, I think is a bad thing.
That's when it's like, that's the end. Because I was like, wow, I didn't even know I had it in me. So, and that's what I love about, like, you know, singing and music, it takes you to different depths.
Yeah.
That you never, like, you, and thank you for, you know, the creative people around me, my friends, we were joking, it was a joke. But then I was just like, oh, wow, listen at that sound. So, and I hear that when I hear your songs, I hear music. Not that we don't hear music now, but music is so alike at this point. It's just like, okay, I want to hear something different. And you bring us back to real music.
Oh,
I appreciate
wow, thank
it
you
so
much. That's
no,
a compliment.
I really appreciate
thank
it.
You. You know, and the cool thing about my project is, you know, my album, what I wanted to do is kind of just take a journey through R&B, soul, and funk, through all the eras. So I wanted to go, you know, from the 90s, 80s, 70s, and then even into the 60s a little bit. And, you know, and I wanted more of like that human live element, you know, even though I do like electronic music, I wanted it to breathe a little bit more. And, and you know, so we chose, you know, Sheena Easton's drummer and Gladys Knight's bass player and Stevie Wonder's guitar player. And then, you know, the trumpet player from the Daz Band is on the album. And, you know, we just, I was fortunate enough to align myself with, you know, some amazing musicians in the industry and, you know, just to kind of get like more of that authentic sound.
Definitely. That must have been amazing.
Yeah,
oh, my
really
goodness,
cool.
I can
really,
imagine
really cool.
The studio. Oh, that was awesome. Okay, Rosalie, introduce your song. What I Do is we're going to play it now, so can you just introduce it?
Yeah. Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Rosalie, and you're about to listen to What I Do.
Right here on the Girlfriend Network.
Try
welcome back to the Girlfriend Network, and I'm your host, Tahira Sutton. We have Rosalie, Jennifer, Karishma online. Welcome back, everyone. That is awesome. I love. You know what I heard too? I heard Tina Marie.
I was just about to say that.
I heard that.
Thank you.
Like I said, that it's so refreshing to hear that sound again. Not because you hear a lot of auto-tune. And I'm not, I mean, I don't have anything against it, but I just love music. You hear the bass, you hear the song, you hear the, you know, the background. It's taking me back to music, so I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. Well, I appreciate you.
Really amazing.
Rosalie, I want to ask you also, I watched the music video for and it was so mesmerizing. And I wanted to know, do you have a lot of input when it comes to how your music videos are? Because I know you have a few coming out soon.
Yeah, you know, absolutely. That video in particular, well, that song, it talks about all the ugliness in the world. And, you know, the basis of that was I was turning on the news and I was going out, outside and, you know, seeing all the stuff on the streets and people were just kind of talking about it and staring and not really doing anything. And I was thinking to myself, the video in itself actually kind of touches on some things that I've dealt with personally in my life. And, since I'm half Filipina, you see me kind of like dressed up almost like a geisha doll, very Asian. That costuming in particular, you know, it's kind of eerie because I'm all dressed up to be like this Asian princess in this lonely mansion. You know, it's completely empty, no furniture. And, as I kind of see things in the world, then, you know, all that makeup and the costuming and the jewelry is just stripped and I'm pulling it apart and I'm wiping off my makeup. And then, you know, ultimately at the end, you see kind of me and my true self. I'm more of like a bohemian, you know, hippie, just, you know, like every day. Towards the end of the video, you see me, you know, just who I am. And then, of course, all the characters and the different scenarios that are in that video is kind of, you know, brought to light and everybody's, you know, just kind of kumbaya and making peace and coming together. So that's what that, that video represents.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
Yeah, that really is amazing. Now, Rosalie,
do you
ever feel that, as an artist, that it's too close to home, that it makes, because I know sometimes when you're writing and you write things and then you sing the song, you're too vulnerable?
Yeah, but, you know, there's, I think that space is very beautiful and it can't be replicated, you know, because I don't know, just to get that raw emotion is very hard. And I think that, you know, no matter what you do, you know, whether you're painting or, you know, you're acting or you're a poet and you're, you know, I think you have to connect with your work. And so, this album in particular, it's definitely an extension of me and some of the things that I've dealt with, the hard times and, you know, the good times and all that stuff.
So what keeps you, like, motivated as far as being creative? What keeps you, like, the ball bouncing? I know you have a creative team, but sometimes you have days where you're like, okay, that sounds like yesterday. So what keeps that consistency with creativity? Like, you can be in the studio for hours and get nothing and then just go out. Like me, I'll go outside and be in the studio and then I'll just write a song just by playing with, like, my nephews or something like that. So how do you keep that balance where the creativity is consistent?
You know, it's definitely not a switch that we can control. I mean, sometimes it's just, you know, you go in there and it's like,
I
it's
want
not
the formula.
Happening.
Tell me the formula.
There is no formula except for the fact that you just can't give up. What motivates me is you know, I honestly listen to 60s and 70s, you know, music all the time. So I was hearing something new that, you know, is like, oh, my God. You know, they didn't really have the technology back then to, you know, get that sound. And, you know, I mean, even back then, I mean, they had, like, one take and, you know, they had the full band. It's not like they could just, you know, like, do do the multi-tracking and go in there one by one. So I'm really fascinated by that, how they were able to accomplish that, especially without the auto-tune.
That's amazing. Like, you actually, and that's what I miss, and I appreciate it. What, like I said, when I say it is refreshing, it is, because you actually hear a band. You actually, and I'm like, I think I'm an old soul too, because I like old music, and I like, you know, like the same era, 60s, more of 70s music. So who in particular, like, what do you listen to? Like, who do you have in your car right now that you're listening to?
Oh, right now. You know, it's so difficult for me to just hone in, because, you know, I've got such an eclectic mix that I listen to. I mean, of course, you know, I listen to Aretha, Sly, Stevie, but I also listen to the Beatles and Led Zeppelin and, you know, even Janis Joplin. I mean, I think she's really soulful, you know.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, it's a very eclectic mix that I listen to, and it's just, it always, you know, cycles depending on my mood, I guess.
So it just cycles. Okay.
Yeah.
Rosalie, I also want to ask you what I thought was really great. Love how you call your fans soldiers, but S-O-U-L. How did that come about? How did you kind of give them that little title?
Well, you know, because I grew up with very little support. You know, I didn't have a lot of people believing in my dream, so I was an army of one, and I figured that, you know, what I want to do is inspire all of my fans to follow their dreams. And, you know, just like me, you know, they're an army of one, and you know, we can kind of unite. So that's how kind of the soldiers hashtag came to play. You know, just it's coming from the soul and believe in yourself and fighting for your dream.
Wow. I love that. I think all of us here on the Girlfriend Network are definitely soldiers for you now, because we love your music, and I'm so grateful that, you know, you've been on the show and we've been introduced to this amazing talent, because it's really phenomenal, and I've been having your songs on repeat for the past few days. It's just been really great.
Oh.
Yeah, it's definitely, and we're just not, you know, saying that because we're doing the interviews. We actually listen. And I was just like, wow, like, where's this girl been? Who is she? You know, I'm calling Mary Moore. Like, Mary, who's this person? So it just really touched. You touched my heart. Like, you hit a, and I'm not sure if you know this, probably in concert where you do live concerts where you connect, and you have that connection. So I'm hearing it, that it comes from, like, the things that, not the struggle, but the upward process in getting to where you are right now. Did it ever feel like very, very lonely? Like, man, no one's on my team. I just got to go at this because it's just up to me.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, when I was growing up and, you know, I loved singing, you know, I'll just give you one little example. You know, God bless them, my parents, they just didn't understand, but you know, I was singing alone in my room, and I locked my door, and, you know, I thought I was, you know, like, just doing my thing, and you know, I was singing really loud, and I was trying different things with my voice, and then, you know, my parents come knocking on the door saying, you know, you need to quiet down a little bit because we're trying to watch TV, and it's like, really, you know, like, obviously I want to sing, and obviously, you know, this is a passion of mine, so that, you know, that particular moment was very lonely for me.
Okay. And I know, and we talked about this on the show as well. We talked about parents with gifted children, you know, how to, because sometimes the parents don't know how to handle the gift because they're gifted.
Yeah.
And they're just like, oh, this is, like you said, not conventional. So we don't know how to handle this. We're not sure where to put this in what category. So what would you, you know, do different when, you know, with your children?
Oh, gosh, if I ever have kids.
If you go into that.
I have pugs, so what would I do with my pugs? No.
With your pugs.
You know, I would definitely let my children explore. I would give them opportunities to, you know, try different things and then see what sticks. And I wouldn't necessarily try to push anything that I think they should do on them, you know, if they want to act or if they want to sing or if they want to do sports. Or they want to dance, I would definitely, you know, support them in that and give it a go, as long as they are willing to do, you know, do the work, because it's not easy.
Oh, it's tough. Tell me about it. It's a lot it's very, very tough. And I think the work part of it is the best way to know that if it's for you or not.
Yeah.
A lot of times people, you know, want things, but they don't want to put in that work and effort to actually get there. And, you know, they kind of see the life from a distance and they think, oh, it must be easy to do this or, you know, okay. You know, because I think there's a lot of people out there who have great talent but maybe don't have that proper work ethic to actually get things churned out and actually put in that time and effort to reach their goal.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's definitely time and effort that you have to put in because you're working. It's like an instrument. You're working at it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't put time in it, you don't know what can come out. It's like you handicap yourself.
Yeah, you know, it's like working a muscle. You know, I mean, how are you gonna achieve anything if you're not working it?
And then if you're working it too much. Like, you have to really balance. If you're, like, touring and singing over here and singing over there, and then you're like, oh, I don't have any voice, but you have a big show to do weeks from now. It's just you really have to balance it.
I think that's the key to life in general. Just everything in moderation.
Absolutely. So let's get into your next song. And this was featured with Snoop Dogg. And we'll talk about, you know, what it was like working with him. Just My Thing. Right here on the Girlfriend Network.
Thank you. riding down the strip, dipping to this. Right on, right on, right on, right on.
And welcome back to the Girlfriend Network. I'm your host, Sierra Sutton. So, welcome back, Rosalie and Jen. Karishma had to go to an event, so we'll see you later. Bye, Karishma.
Bye.
Okay, so Rosalie, it's just so amazing. Like, what was it like? What is it like working with other artists and having them, drawing them in, like, really into your vision? How is that process? I know, like, it's one thing working with your own team, but to work with other people, how is that? How do you, you know?
Well, to work with Snoop, I mean, wow, you know,
I'm so
honored and, yeah, so incredibly fortunate. You know, he's so talented and, you know, it's a privilege to have him on that track, you know, especially. I didn't work with him on hand in the studio for that track. But what happened was he was working with my producer here in Las Vegas, you know, on a couple of his own projects, one of which was Charlie Wilson's recent album. Yeah, he was doing some stuff in there. And then, you know, I was cutting my album at the time, wasn't at the studio at that moment, but, you know, he happened to hear some of the stuff we were working on. And, you know, when he was leaving the studio, he approached my producer and he said, "Hey, D," he's like, "you know, maybe you can let me lay a track on that one of these days." You know, I mean, I can't say no to that, you know.
No, what would he say?
That's Uncle Snoop.
Yeah.
yeah, of course, you know, it just, it was, you know, I was completely honored to, you know, just even get his interest. And, you know, let me tell you, I mean, his work ethic in there, you know, I know from my producer, I mean, first of all, he didn't bring in his entourage in there. It was just, you know, him solo with his bodyguard. Mm-hmm. And of course his bodyguard was sitting in the lobby, you know? So, you know, they just had that one-on-one time and, you know, Snoop went in there and I mean, he, you know, he would just play like he was getting ready to, you know, do a 16 bars on a track or whatever. And, you know, he'd play it like a couple of times and he's like, "okay, let me just hear it one more time." And then all of a sudden he's like, "okay, well, I'm ready to get in the vocal booth and let's do this." And, you know, I mean, he didn't write anything down. He just went to the vocal booth and, you know, he just completely did it off the cuff. So to me, that's amazing. I don't know how people do that. I mean, you know, that takes a special talent. That's, you know, it's like the people that do improv, you know, for me. It's,
yeah.
You know, just to think, you know, that quickly off the cuff is amazing. And, you know, I've always been a fan of his. So I'm completely honored and so grateful that he, you know, wanted to do that track with me.
Yeah, that must have been, like, I can imagine what you felt, like, oh, my goodness, like, something that he heard attracted, like, his ear, and that must have been an amazing feeling for you, so good for you, congratulations on that.
Thank you, a little validating, you know.
Yeah, you're like, oh, my goodness, this is so super amazing.
I got, like, the D-O-double-G
stamp on there. Yes, definitely. So, I mean, do you feel like any future projects from, you know, people maybe that you would never think, you know?
You know, I'm actually, I'm
or do
in
you
the
have
process.
A wish list?
No, uh-huh. Well, I, you know, I'm actually closer than the wish list with this one, but I do have the wish list, which I will share with you. But, you know, I have a song on my album that's called Completely, and it's, you know, one of those, like, baby-making music tracks. You know, you put on the candles and, you know, you get your bubble bath going and get some champagne. And you know, it's, I don't know, for me, like, when I want to just, you know, kind of sit at home and get into the mood, I you know, put on soul music. And, of course, Stevie Wonder is going to be in there. And, you know, I absolutely love everything about, you know, that man. He's incredibly talented.
I think everything he touches and just, probably singing in the bathroom. Stevie Wonder, he's just a man of a different time. Everything that I hear from him, I'm just like, I get so super excited about it. He's just one of those.
He's an alien. I don't know. Like, where does that come from? Seriously. Like, I'm blown away. I want to cry every time I hear him.
Between him and James Brown, I just
oh
always
my God.
Like just how they create. I'm just like, these are phenomenal. The music, I have no words. Like, it's just so amazing. So I'm like, okay, I can't wait to get there. I can't wait to get to that point. Okay, so who's on the wish list?
Well, the song completely. We're mm-hmm. actually. I love Stevie so much that I put his name in the hook, and we sent the song to him to see if maybe he might want to jump on, on the song and do a little bit of a collaboration. So that might be cool. Mm-hmm. Fingers crossed.
Oh,
we're sending nothing but positive vibes. Yes.
Yeah.
So you let us know, and you let us know when you get, because I know you're going to get it. So when you get it, just let us know and send it to us so we can have you on again. And that's amazing.
Absolutely. Thank you. But, aside from Stevie, I mean, I love to work with Missy Elliott, because I love mm-hmm. hip hop. Aside from the classic rock and this is the classic soul that I listen to, but love Missy Elliott. And then are you guys familiar with Linda Perry?
Linda Perry? No, I'm not.
Yeah,
not.
She she was a part of a group in the 90s called Four Non Blondes, and she did that song What's Up.
And
she's amazing. She's written a lot of songs for Pink. She wrote the song Beautiful for Christina Aguilera.
Wow.
So she's a huge, she's like a Dolly Parton kind of, like writer. I mean, she's done a lot of stuff, and I would love to work with her. She's amazing. So I don't know. Well, maybe that wish list will become a reality in 2017. Who knows?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, you have
keep it up.
Names on your wish list.
mm-hmm. Now,
really
would
cool.
you ever consider working, like doing country music? Because I think you're like you can go either way.
As country as all go is like my dad was a bit of a hillbilly, if you will. So, really interesting upbringing, I grew up with, Johnny Cash, of course, but I don't know. Mm. I couldn't go country. I could not go country.
You don't think so?
No, I don't think I could go country.
I think I can sing anything, and especially after a breakup, I think I'll be able to do country. I love country music because it's just such it's so dramatic. They tell you everything, and it's just like you feel really bad. You're like, man, like why did you do that? Why did you walk out on her?
Who are some of your favorite country artists?
Shania Twain, of course, Dolly Parton. I love it. Garth Brooks. Like, I just love it. I don't know if I can sing country music, but I just love the dramatics and how they're saying, you walked out that door, but fire is going to, it's just so dramatic.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, dog, that really hurt. That was really a heartbreak. little things inspired me. I'm like, okay. So I just like they have the ability to reach listeners and just what music, it takes you, like Jennifer said, it takes you to that one where you were at that point in time when you first heard that song.
Yeah.
So where were
you
when you first heard your song on the radio?
Oh, gosh. I think I might have been on tour. I think I was in New York when I first heard it. Yeah,
okay.
I think it was my first radio tour when I actually heard it. So earlier this year with the song Just My Thing that we just heard.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's when I first heard it. I was, it was very surreal. It was a
yeah,
surreal
what,
moment.
Yeah, were you
like,
is that me?
Yeah.
How did you feel like, oh, that's me?
That CD. Yeah.
Okay, so do you ever feel like after, I know I have so many questions.
No, you're fine.
You ever,
I love it.
Because, it's like I'm an artist, so I understand certain things that you go through. Do you ever feel like when it's done and you heard it, but it could have been better? Like, we could have did this, we could have did that with the arrangement and change. Do you ever feel like it's still not the best?
You know what? Funny enough, no.
Good. Good for you.
No, because I once it's done, well, first of all, I have to tell you that it took me, 2 years to complete this album, right?
And that's a long time. You know, I didn't want to spare any expense. I definitely believe in not rushing the creative process.
You can't.
So, yeah. So, you know, we definitely went through a lot of trial and error where it's like, oh, no, that doesn't sound good. Let's just, you know, ixnay that. you know, once it's done, it's just like you're committed. It's like, okay, it's done. Like, you know, there can't be anything else. We tried everything. Let's just put it out there and see what happens. So I definitely don't have, you know, the regret of, oh, I could have done this better. You know, it's just, it's committing and I guess moving forward and growing from that.
Okay, that sounds great. We're getting a that is so amazing. I feel like it's just so, it's such an honor to have you on the show, and I thank you for accepting our invitation to come on.
Aww.
But what I want you to do at this point, because we have tons of listeners listening, let them know how they can contact you on social media.
Okay, so, you know, I'm on Instagram and Twitter. My handle on both for Instagram and Twitter is at Rosalie Music, and that's spelled R-O-S-A-L-E-E Music. And then also my Facebook is Rosalie Official. But if it's easier for you, just go to my website. It's rosaliemusic.com. I've got all of my social media there. And then if you want to do it the old school way and email me, that's available too. Got all sorts of information there. So definitely stay connected. Love to hear from everybody.
Okay. And Rosalie, do you have like a quote that you always go by before we end that you can leave with our listeners?
Oh gosh. Well, one of my most recent quotes that I love, first of all, I love Jimi Hendrix one of my favorite quotes from him is when the power of love overcomes the love of power, the world will know peace. So I part with that. Yeah.
Well, we thank you for coming on. So that was beautiful to the Girlfriend Network. And
thank you.
Thank you so much. Okay.
It was an absolute pleasure to be on here. And, you know, it's girl time, so.
Yeah, it's girl talk. And when, you know, let us know, you know, when the concerts are coming up and we'll, you know, promote them as well. So thank you again.
Thank you.
And you're welcome. And hopefully we'll have a in studio at one point. So we'll, you know, we'll reach out to you for that. But thank you again for coming in. And guys, we'll see you next week right here on the Girlfriend Network. Good night, everyone.
Happy holidays, everybody.
Bye.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, welcome to love, can I take your order, and you can have it your way.
Welcome, can I help you, take a minute to read the menu, if you're looking for a man, if you're looking for a friend, if you're looking for someone to talk to, take your time to fill your order, can never touch it or make caution, 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 cause the plate is hot. Catch of the day, you deserve your meal and your drink. You can find it all in me. I'll fill you up for free. If your heart is hungry, you can place your order here with me.
Let me serve you up. Let me serve you up. You can have it your way. You're the customer. If you want a superstar, some loving on the side, just ask for what you want.
It's picky or hard to please. You're particular about what you like. So the customer is always right. Satisfaction is guaranteed. That's your girl of quality. To the menu full of me, I got a real love policy. And I'm the catch of the day. You deserve your meal, your drink.
the Love Zone USA, where you can listen to your heart, and we live and learn.